Namo Buddhaya. Welcome to Monks in the Morning from Colombo Dhamma Friends of Mahameonawa. We're so glad that you're joining us today. When we start the day by doing meritorious things with our Kalyanamitta, like taking the precepts and chanting and listening to the Supreme Buddha's Dhamma, then we know for sure that we'll have a good day. When the Supreme Buddha explained what a good day was, he said that it's a day when we can practice his instructions. Even if the rest of the day seems bad, we can still remember that we've had a good day because we practiced the Supreme Buddha's teachings. Today we have a special show where one of the venerable monks will answer questions you've asked. We'll also chant the Khanda Paritta together. So, if you have your Paritta book, you can get that ready or click on the show notes link to read along online. Now let's take the refuges and the precepts.
Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Say together with me. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato sammā sambuddhassa. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato sammā sambuddhassa. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato sammā sambuddhassa. Buddhaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Dhammaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Sanghaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Dutiyampi buddhaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Dutiyampi dhammaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Dutiyampi sanghaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Tatiyampi buddhaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Tatiyampi dhammaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Tatiyampi sanghaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Now to observe the five precepts, say after me. Say loudly. I observe the precept of abstaining from killing beings. I observe the precept of abstaining from stealing. I observe the precept of abstaining from sexual misconduct. I observe the precept of abstaining from telling lies. I observe the precept of abstaining from taking intoxicating drinks and drugs. I follow these precepts for happiness in this life, for rebirth in heaven, And to realize the Four Noble Truths. In this Gautama Buddha's dispensation, sadhu, sadhu, sadhu.
Ask Abhante. Some of you have asked some questions, some good Dhamma questions, and you'd like to hear an answer from one of the monks. This is a great habit to get into. The Supreme Buddha praised asking questions. In fact, he said that the reason that he was wise when he became a bodhisattva in his last life was because for life after life after life, he would go to wise people and ask good questions. That resulted in him having wisdom in his life as a Supreme Buddha. So, whenever you have Dhamma questions, you should definitely ask the monks, or ask your parents, or ask your teachers, so you can get answers, so you can become wise too. Now let's listen to your questions.
Namo Buddhaya Bhante, I have a question. What are the merits we collect by doing Metta Bhavana?
Namo Buddhaya, meritorious children, it's a great question that you have asked. Well, because in most of our programs, the most common meditation that we practice is loving-kindness meditation. So as we are practicing loving-kindness meditation in most of our programs, it's good that you know the benefits and the results and the advantage and how it could affect you spiritually in life. So Buddha said, when you practice loving-kindness meditation, there are 11 special benefits. And when you practice loving kindness, you will become pleasant humans and non-humans as well. So there's a special simile to explain the benefits in the Buddha's teachings. Once the Blessed One said, imagine a person prepares 100 vessels in the morning. That means he prepares 100 vessels. He cooks 100 vessels in the morning and he offers that. And in the lunch, and for the lunch, he prepared another 100 vessels and he offered that in the lunch as well. And then in the night, he prepares 100 vessels and offer it to someone, offer it to people. It could be to the Sangha, it could be to the Sangha. So the Buddha said, more than offering 300 vessels a day, if someone can spread loving kindness for a moment, like taking milk from a cow, squeezing and taking milk from a cow, that means about 15 minutes, about 10 minutes, that time of spreading loving kindness, that short period of time of spreading loving kindness will give you more benefits than offering 300 vessels three times a day. So, children, benefits of loving kindness is fruitful. And then Buddha has preached in another sutta, it's like, imagine there are more girls and few boys. So it's easy for thieves to crash into those houses and take away things, to break into houses. So it's like if a person has not spread loving kindness, and if he's not endowed with the great quality of loving kindness, it's like a lot of girls in a house with less boys, so no protection for that house. But Buddha preached, suppose, imagine there are more boys and less girls. Such houses are difficult to break. So when you spread loving kindness, Buddha said that our power of loving kindness is like more boys in a family. So in many ways, Buddha has preached the benefit of loving kindness. Hope to teach you more about loving kindness in future programs as well. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu.
Namo Buddhaya Bhante, I have a question. What merits do we gain from offering a monastery to an asapua?
Children, offering a monastery, offering a home or offering an empty land, a bare land to a monastery. Buddha preached, you know, more than giving dana, it's fruitful to offer a shelter for the Sangha coming from four directions. So the moment the monks start living in that monastery, they will go on alms round. People will offer dana to the Sangha. So that will be a place. It's like a pond for a lot of people to drink water. So when after someone offer a monastery, or else like make a monastery for the Sangha, a lot of people will come to that place and reduce their anger, reduce their lust, reduce their delusion, reduce their sadness. They will overcome stress. You know, there should be a place for people to go and tell their problems and to overcome those problems. So a monastery is a place where people overcome suffering. So when someone helps to make a monastery, actually he is giving happiness to others. And just imagine even Anatha Pindika. He laid gold coins like in all over the Jetavana land, and he bought the Jetavana land and offered it to the Buddha and to the Sangha. Then Vishakha Mahopasika, she offered a great monastery with 1,000 rooms. And finally, children, one of her friend rejoiced in that good merit, and even she was born among devas. She was born in a divine world. So just by rejoicing in that merit, if someone were born in a divine world, just imagine what kind of merit a person who could offer a monastery would get. And Buddha has said, you know, rather than offering dana, you get more merit when you offer shelter to Mahasangha, who comes from four directions. Buddha has said, it's like considered as given everything when you give shelter. So children, when you offer bare lands or houses to monasteries for the Sangha, it's the place where you develop and produces happiness in that place. Gives happiness to people, gives no fear to people. Teaches about loving kindness and also about Nibbana. So when you give Nibbana, what you get Nibbana. So may you have the opportunity to attain Nibbana by offering a monastery. Sadhu, sadhu. Sadhu.
Namo Buddhaya Bhante, I have a question. How much merits do you gain by offering a Buddha statue to a monastery?
Children, the benefits of offering a Buddha statue. Children, how can we tell the benefits of offering a Buddha statue? How can we explain that? Well, a Buddha is an incomparable teacher. He cannot be compared to anyone else. So, in a temple, the main thing is a Buddha statue. When someone comes to the temple, the first part is offered to the Buddha. Without offering the best part, the monks do not eat. Then we take five precepts, we recollect the qualities of Buddha Dhamma Sangha in front of the Buddha statue. We recollect the Buddha's great qualities by seeing a Buddha statue. We learn Dhamma by keeping the Buddha statue in front of us. So, when someone sees a Buddha statue, his mind will become calm. He will remember the Buddha's qualities. He will forget his problems. So, you are helping someone to calm a person's mind and to gain merit by offering dana, by worshipping a Buddha statue. Now, there was one lady during Buddha's time. She was very old and she was just about to die and to be born in hell. So, Buddha went to that place and that grandmother worshipped the Buddha. Just worshipped the Buddha without knowing the Buddha's great qualities. Even she was born in a divine world. So, if today someone worshipped the Buddha statue, thinking that, wow, this blessed one, this wonderful, great Buddha, amazing Buddha, help beings to overcome suffering. If someone thinks that this is a Buddha by seeing a Buddha statue, remember, at that moment, he is thinking of a Buddha. So, out of all the thinking in this world, out of all the recollections in this world, the recollection on a Buddha is the foremost. So you are helping someone to recollect something valuable and meaningful in life. So a Buddha statue is something really needed in a monastery. So you have fulfilled a greatest thing that should be fulfilled in a monastery. So when you give something, you get in return. So after offering a Buddha statue, you can think, may I not decline? May I not be away from the Buddha? May I not get away from the Buddha's teachings? And may I not get away from the Buddha Dhamma Sangha? And by helping others to go for refuge to the Buddha, may I also have the chance to go for refuge to the Buddha and realize the Four Noble Truths. So by offering a Buddha statue, during Buddha's time, people did not offer Buddha statues. So now we offer Buddha statues. We make Buddha statues to remember the Buddha. So if you are helping someone to remember the Buddha, that will help, hopefully help you to remember the Buddha's teachings. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu.
Namo Buddhaya Bhante, I have a question. How did Arahant Mahinda find the Bodhi tree?
Children, the Jayasri Maha Bodhi tree is something living, still alive. So the Jayasri Maha Bodhi tree gave shelter to the Buddha. So Venerable Arahant Mahinda did not bring the Jayasri Maha Bodhi tree. It was Sangamitta Mahateri, Arahant Sangamitta Mahateri brought the Jayasri Maha Bodhi tree, and then Arahant Mahinda helped to plant that, enshrine the Bodhi tree in Anuradhapura with the help of King Kavantisa. So Arahant Mahinda helped to enshrine or to plant the Jayasri Maha Bodhi tree at Anuradhapura with the help of Devanam Piyatisa. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu.
Namo Buddhaya, dear Bhante, I have a question. What were the knowledges the Buddha realized?
The Buddha had a great quality. The name of that quality is Vijjācharana Sampanno. So Vijjācharana Sampanno means the Blessed One was able to see the previous lives. The Blessed One was able to see the past lives without a limit. Without a limit. Because some ascetics in India, they were able to see past lives, but with a limit. Now for an example, some ascetics, they would see seven lives back. So if he sees seven births back, and if he could see that he has done something bad in the past, and now he is not suffering, he has happiness. So that person might think, oh, even when you do bad things, you don't suffer. You can live happily. So they might get lost in like that. They might get deluded in that, like that. They might get cheated in their life. So Buddha's realization was unsurpassed. It was not limited. He was able to see his past lives without a limitation. Then he realized that the nature and the results of doing bad actions and the results of doing good actions. There were some ascetics, they also saw past lives, apart from the Buddha. But then they saw, they have done good deeds, but later they are suffering. So then they came to a conclusion thinking that, oh, even if you do good deeds, there's no point, you suffer. So, but that did not happen to the Buddha. Because Buddha was a Vijjācharana Sampanno. He saw the past lives without a limit. Then the Blessed One saw the passing away of other beings. And Blessed One eradicated all the taints and escaped from suffering forever. So children, the Blessed One's knowledges are unlimited. So we learn three qualities, three knowledges today. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu.
Paritta chanting. Kanda Paritta. Loving kindness towards the royal tribes of snakes. Now we're going to chant the verses from the Kanda Paritta. This sutta tells the story of a monk who passed away after he was bitten by a snake. When the other monks explained this to the Supreme Buddha, he told them that this monk had not been practicing metta towards the four royal tribes of snakes. Then the Buddha taught these monks these verses so they would have an idea how to do that, so they could be protected as well. This is a good set of verses for you to chant every day if you can. That's what the monks do here at the monastery. Especially if you see a dangerous animal or an insect, this is a good chant to remember. Now, let's think. Normally, when we see a snake or a spider, we get scared, don't we? But we need to make it a habit instead to think thoughts of loving kindness towards this animal. So, when you see an animal like that, you can chant this paritta. Now we'll recite the verses in Pali and English, along with the kids from the Australia Dhamma School. Turn to page 29 in your chanting book.
May I have metta to see.
It was great to spend time with you today. We hope that you learned something new, and we really hope that you can use what you learned as you go about the rest of your day. So today, we all got to benefit from some of your friends asking questions. This is a great thing to do, because by asking questions, we get to learn things. And when we ask good Dhamma questions, then we know that we'll be able to use them to help make our lives more happy and more peaceful. So, if you have any Dhamma questions, if you like, you can go to serenecolombo.org/radio, and there's a form there you can fill out and type in your question, and then we'll try and answer it on the show. Today, we've done many wholesome actions by body, by speech, and by mind. We've gone for refuge. You know, it's very hard in this long round of samsara to have the chance to go for refuge. You took again the 5 precepts. These precepts are things that protect you in this life. They ensure happiness in future lives. And they help prepare our mind to realize the Supreme Buddha's Dhamma. We listened to questions. We listened to answers. And we chanted the Khandaparita. So all of these things are following the Supreme Buddha's instructions. He told us to go for refuge. He told us to keep the precepts. He wanted us to memorize his teachings. And especially, he wanted us to ask questions. So all those things we've done today. And when we do wholesome actions like that, we like for others to also have a happy mind thinking about those things. So may all heavenly beings rejoice in this merit. May they protect the Supreme Buddha's Dhamma. May they protect this island of Sri Lanka and all those who guard it. May our teacher Lokasanya Hungsa, our parents, our relatives, our friends, have happy minds thinking about the wholesome actions that we've done. May they soon experience the supreme bliss of Nibbana in this Gautama Buddha's dispensation. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Namo Buddhaya.